We made $711,721 in our land flipping business in December. In this video, I break down the numbers in detail, including the profit, how many properties we sold, and the details of each of those deals. This includes one deal that made us over $62,000 in profit in just 29 days. Now, the goal of this video is to show you what's possible with the land flipping business model. Most people think that land is boring. In fact, I used to think the same thing. Until I realized that there were people out there buying unwanted pieces of land off market and reselling them quickly for substantial profits. It's not uncommon to double your money while owning a property for 90 days or less. And when you do the math, you'll realize that the returns on this type of business blow away other forms of real estate investing or investing in general. Now, I found this world about 3 years ago and it immediately made sense to me. I just put a system in place to find the deals and the rest was history. By the way, I find most of my deals by sending out offer letters in the mail. In my first year of doing this, I did $1.2 million in revenue and over $600,000 in profit. Year two, I did over $3.4 million in revenue and about $1.5 million in profit. And year three, I brought in $8.1 million in revenue and $2.8 million in profit. Now, if you want to learn how to do this business, I give away a full training program at absolutely no cost. This includes the actual offer letter I use right now to get deals. You can just copy and paste it and use it yourself to do the same. Now, you can get it at no cost by joining my free community hosted on School called Land Conquest. As of this filming, we've got almost 3,000 members in the community and we're growing rapidly. And I would love to see you there too. Now just go to landconquest.com to join. Now let's get into the details of how I did in December. Now December wraps up my third year in the business and it was my best year yet. More at the end of this video on how we did for the year in total. Now overall December was a really solid month. We closed out the month with $711,721 in revenue. Now it didn't quite stack up to October and November where we topped $1 million in revenue, but it was not that far off. I'm certainly happy pulling in that much revenue. Although I love talking about the revenue, the real number that counts is the gross profit. December gross profit came in at $229,590. This wasn't one of our top months, but it was very solid. Now we're in a significant expansion phase with the business. So most of the profit is being put back into the business by expanding our team, increasing lead flow, and establishing the infrastructure necessary for sustained growth. In December, we resold 7 properties. While we've seen higher numbers of sales, the focus is shifting towards larger transactions. It's less about the quantity of sales per month and more about the amount of profit on each deal. Our average gross profit per deal in December was $32,798. I'm very happy with that number. Now, to put that in perspective, last year we averaged around $23 in gross profit per deal. Stick around to find out where the year ended up. The average days in inventory was 49.34 days. Now, a big focus is always selling quickly and keeping my money moving. Anytime we can average under 90 days, I'm happy. So under 50 days this month is amazing. Now, it helped that the properties we resold this month were relatively new inventory. We didn't have any super old inventory sold that dragged down our average. As far as major projects for the business, we've continued with our experiments with using pay-per-click ads and cold calling to generate more leads. As soon as we have some more solid data, we'll share more about that on the Turning Profit podcast. We release a new episode every Tuesday, which gets posted here on YouTube, as well as all the major podcast platforms. Just search for Turning Profit to find it. We're also continuing to ramp up our Partner with Pete funding program. That's where we use our money to fund land deals for our investor partners. More about that in a little bit. And remember, if you would rather read my income reports, which contain some additional details, I post the blog post version in the Land Conquest community under the Classroom tab. Now, this next section is all about the deals that we did this month. I break down the numbers of each deal and tell a story on how each of them came together. Deal number one, this 86-acre land flip made us $79,000 in profit in just 62 days. Now, this deal came to us because we sent an offer letter in the mail to the landowner. The owner held on to our offer letter for a few months before he reached out to us to put a deal together. Now, when he eventually called, we put together a deal that worked for both sides. As soon as we closed on the purchase, we put the property on the market right away for $224,900. Just 2 weeks later, a cash buyer stepped up and submitted an offer for $185,000. Now, even though that was quite a bit lower than their asking price, it would still net us a solid profit, so we went ahead and accepted the deal. Now, closing went through without any problems and resulted in a really profitable deal for us. Here are the numbers. Purchase price, $84,000. Original list price, $224,900. Contract price, $185,000. Gross profit, $79,030. Hold time, 62 days. And the return on investment, 94.08%. This was a great deal all around, a large amount of profit, low hold time, and substantial return on investment. Deal number two. This was a lot split deal that generated a solid return. The deal itself was brought to us by an investor partner. They submitted this deal to the Partner with Pete program, and we agreed to fund the deal. Now, the property started off as 18 acres. The plan was to split it into three parcels, 10 acres, 6 acres, and 2 acres. Guess that adds up to 18. So the seller would retain 2 acres, then we would sell off the 6 acres and the 10 acres individually. Now, this particular transaction involved the 6-acre piece of land. I hired a surveyor and coordinated the lot split to make this all happen. After splitting the property, our cost basis for this lot was only $15,348. We listed the property in the market for $44,900. Now, almost immediately, we got an offer and negotiated the price to $41,000. Everything went smoothly with the closing, and here are how the numbers worked out. Purchase price, $15,348. Original list price, $44,900. Contract price, $41,000. Gross profit, $17,762. Days in inventory, 46. And a return on investment, 41.74%. Since this was a partner deal, we split the profits 50-50 with our partner, and we each walked away with over $8,500 in profit. Deal number three. This rural 11-acre property made us over $40,000 in profit in just 33 days of ownership. And this was an interesting property that had an old barn and some trails throughout. The deal began with an offer letter sent to the property owner, who responded and wanted to negotiate a little on the price that we offered. After looking at this property in some more detail, I decided that we could come up a little bit on the price. We sent out a photographer to the property and researched the property like we normally do, and then closed on the purchase. Next, we hired a local land agent to list the property for us at $99,900. In just a few days, we got a cash offer and negotiated with the buyer to sell at $94,500. Closing went like clockwork, and here are the numbers of this deal. Purchase price, $45,942. List price, $99,900. Contract price, $94,500. Gross profit, $40,710. Hold time, 33 days. Return on investment, 88.61%. In just 33 days from acquisition to sale, we made a profit of over $40,000. I wish they were all this smooth. Deal number four. This deal was a very short hold of only 29 days and made us over $62,000 in profit. Like many of our deals, this one came from a letter that we sent to the landowner. He responded and we agreed to a deal. Now, the property was 36 acres of woodland with some trails throughout. It had a little bit of road frontage, but not enough that would allow us to split it up into multiple parcels. However, I knew this would make a nice property for someone due to all the mature trees and the demand in the area. As soon as we closed on the purchase, we listed the property with a local land broker that we've worked with before for $259,900. Almost right away, we got a cash offer and settled on a price of $240,000. Now let's dive into the numbers of this deal. Purchase price, $148,560. List price, $259,900. Contract price, $240,000. Gross profit, $62,462. Hold time, 29 days. And the return on investment, 29.04%. In 29 days of ownership, we made a profit of $62,000. Land flipping is a powerful business model, and this deal is a good example of what's possible. Deal number five. This 41-acre rural property was brought to us by an investor partner and made each of us over $12,000. Now, the property itself was fully wooded and didn't have any improvements. I knew from the beginning that it was likely best as a recreational property that had to be priced aggressively to find a buyer. We sent a photographer out to the property and also get some drone videos. Like normal, we completed all of our regular research. No red flags came up, so we closed on the purchase for a total of $51,215. We listed the property right away for $99,000. And after a little over 30 days on the market, a buyer stepped forward and submitted an offer. With a little negotiation, we settled on a price of $87,000. Now, the closing went smoothly like we hoped, and here are how the numbers worked out. Purchase price, $51,215. List price, $99,000. Contract price, $87,000. Gross profit, $12,495 for our partner, and the same for us. Hold time, 62 days. Return on investment, 22.45%. Now, the total profit on this deal was about $25,000, but since this deal was brought to us through our partner program, we split the profits 50-50. This was a win-win for both of us. Deal number six. This deal was brought to us by an investor partner and made us each over $6,000. An investor that we've worked with before got this property under contract and submitted it to us through the Partner with Pete program for us to fund the deal. It looked like a solid deal, so we agreed to move forward with it. It was 25-acre property that was fully wooded and had no improvements. It did have a little bit of road frontage, and I knew that it would appeal to a recreational buyer. Now, after completing all our research, we closed on the deal. Next, we listed it with a local land broker. Eventually, a solid buyer did step forward, and we agreed to a sale price of $97,000. When it closed, here are how the numbers worked out. Purchase price, $59,759. List price, $104,900. Sale price, $97,000. Gross profit, $6,683,000 for us and for our partner as well. Hold time, 113 days. Return on investment, 11.18%. Now, this certainly wasn't a home run by any means, but our partner and us each walked away with over $6,000 in profit. Deal number seven. This partner deal almost went cold, but we got the deal done just in time. The property itself was 3 acres and located in the Northeast. Typically, I don't like buying in colder climates coming into the winter. If it doesn't sell right away, it's likely a property like this won't sell until late spring. I like to sell my properties quickly, so this was taking a risk. Since it was a smaller property that was likely best as a building location, I decided to get a perk test before closing to ensure that it was actually buildable. Now, the perk test passed and we closed on the deal. Next, we listed the property for $69,900 with a local land agent, and I hoped it would sell quickly. Luckily, a buyer stepped up in about a week and we settled on a price of $65,000. Here are how the numbers worked out. Purchase price, $34,326. List price, $69,900. Sale price, $65,000. Gross profit, $11,446 for us and the same for our investor partner. Hold time, 43 days. Return on investment, 33.34%. Now, this was a win-win deal that is another great example of how the Partner with Pete program works. Our investor made over $11,000 in profit, and so did we. Year to date. Now, since this is December, we know where we ended up for the whole year. Our revenue total for 2023 came in at $8,191,230. This was a little shy of my goal of $10 million for the year, but I did get pretty close. Now, this was a big improvement over last year where we brought in about $3.4 million in revenue. Gross profit for 2023 ended up at $2,811,955. This again is a huge leap up from 2022 where we brought in about $1.5 million. While revenue and cash flow are essential, profit remains our primary focus. As an average, we made about $30,900 in gross profit per deal. This is also a huge step up from 2022, where we averaged about $22,000 per deal. This remains consistent with our push to focus on bigger and more profitable deals. Our average days in inventory increased to 102.6 days in 2023. In 2022, it was 75.54 days. This increase was due to a number of properties that remained in inventory for longer than anticipated. Plus, we've also been focusing on these larger deals, which take a little bit longer to sell generally. Looking ahead to 2024, we're improving our marketing strategies and operations to sell quicker. We're also doing a lot more value add projects, such as brush clearing to present a property in its best light so it'll sell quicker. Finally, we resold 91 properties in 2023. In 2022, we resold 69, so we've made a noted improvement on this as well. If you're interested in learning how to flip land and start your own profitable business, check out the free training program available in our Land Conquest community at landconquest.com.
Land Conquest.
And if you want to do this business without using any of your own money to buy these properties, the Partner with Pete program was designed for you. This is a very unique program that is ideal for newer investors or those that don't want to tie up all their money in these properties. Now, if you find a deal, just submit it at partnerwithpete.com. If it's a real deal that matches our criteria, I'll fund it with our own money. And not just that, we'll take care of every other step in the process. We'll handle the research, pay for the photographer, manage the transactions, market and sell the property, negotiate the deals, and more. After the property sells, we'll split the profits 50-50. There is no downside to you as the investor. If a property loses money, all that risk is on me. No experience, credit, or other qualifications are necessary. You just bring the deal and my team will take the baton and run with it, handling everything else. And one more quick thing. If you want a way to benefit passively from the land flipping business, I may be able to help. I'm looking for investors that have some extra funds that they'd like to put to work for them. We pay a really solid rate of return on funds used to buy these deeply discounted properties. To get all the details of that and what I can offer you, go to lender.turningprofit.com. If it looks interesting, we'll set up a Zoom call to see if there's a good fit. That wraps up the December 2023 income report. I've got a recent episode of our podcast on the screen that walks you through the whole business model in detail. Check it out if you want to see if this business could be a great fit for you. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.